Hi, this is Leanne Juliet. I'm a powerful catalyst, the most powerful catalyst in the entire fucking world. Shamanic high priestess, pioneering healer, and the creator of Disruptive Consciousness, the philosophy and movement around high dimensional consciousness and disrupting your consciousness. In this video, podcast, whatever the fuck it is, I just upload wherever I feel like it. I want to talk about Prince Harry. Let's face it, Prince Harry is like all over the press at the moment with his new book, Spare. I have always been a huge fan of Prince Harry because I relate so much to him and what he's been through. I've been listening to his new book, on Audible, and I've actually bought the actual hard copy as well because I just believe that it's just like history in the making. But I want to talk about specifically why I resonate so much with Harry's story, because Harry is teaching us basically what it is like Harry, let's just get things clear. Prince Harry is a powerful fucking disruptor. I am a powerful fucking disruptor. I recognize my fellow disruptors and I applaud my fellow disruptors and what we're here to do in this world, which is disrupt consciousness, disrupt whatever system, paradigm, whatever it is that we personally are here to disrupt. My disruption is around consciousness. Harry's is around the entire fucking monarchy, basically, let's face it. I've channeled on this before, been channeling on this for like a couple of years now, and I know that I shared a tweet last year, 2022, around Harry being king. Like, I've always felt king energy from him, and I've always felt and seen that he will one day be king, even though he's currently fifth in line to the throne, and whatever that would mean for him to become king. I know I tweeted last year around him dissolving the monarchy, but what I feel now more is like it's not so much dissolving the entire state of a monarchy. I feel like he will rebrand the monarchy. He will dissolve the monarchy in the state that it currently is, which is a, what's the word? It is an institution. It's known as the institution, isn't it? But it is a, I'm hearing the word tyrant, and I don't want to say tyrant. I just want to say it's outdated. That's it. It's outdated. The monarchy is outdated. And it's stagnant. And everyone's stuck in their own little box and system and everything. And it needs something fresh, and that's what Harry brings. So I actually feel now, rather than dissolving the entire monarchy, he's going to dissolve the monarchy as what it stands for currently. And the patterns and behaviours and everything in there, he will bring a new monarchy through. That's what I see for Prince Harry, who will be king. But I want to talk about why I relate so much to his story, why I feel such a connection to Harry. Because Harry grew up in, let's face it, he's grown up in an abusive family. Like, let's just like cut the bullshit and like call a spade here. I'm about 22 chapters into his book so far. I've been listening on Audible, and when I first started listening the other day, like I feel people's pain. Like, I naturally feel people's emotion and pain and everything like that, and I just wanted to cry straight away. I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be hard going, is this book and everything. But I wanted to hear his side of the story, because I see through illusion. I see through bullshit. I naturally do. So I've always seen through the gaslighting that is in the family. And that is something that I've experienced a lot in my life, is a lot of fucking gaslighting. I've experienced growing up in like abusive situations, abusive family, like emotional abuse and that kind of stuff. Like, that caused a lot of trauma for me, a lot of PTSD from growing up in a situation where it was better to keep quiet rather than speaking up on things, or not being able to be myself. Like, the last few years since my spiritual awakening, I've spent literally reclaiming who the fuck I am, which is why I'm so passionate about that with my clients and my content and everything, is reclaiming our power, reclaiming our authenticity, reclaiming our divine fucking truth. Because who we think we are is not who we are. And it's like shrouded in illusion, everything, and trauma from other lifetimes, karma from other lifetimes, patterns, shadow, the multidimensional shadow, belief systems, everything. So in order to become who we truly fucking are, as in our divine truth, our highest frequency consciousness, the aspect of us that is at one with God, Source, the universe, whatever you believe in, we have to strip things away. We have to strip it back. And so I relate so much to Prince Harry's story because he's been very open about abuse in his family. Don't speak on this. Don't be like that. Being called the fucking spare because, like, that's what he was known as. And, you know, the thing, for my, like, non-British listeners, watchers, like, wherever you're, like, you're hearing, seeing this, you know, it is a running joke in the monarchy that you have an heir, the male, well, obviously it's now changed, a female can become queen, you have an heir and you have a spare, like, that is a running joke. And so to be actually brought up with that is really fucking abusive, really, when you look at it, and the trauma that he's been through with his mum and everything, and all that kind of stuff. So I relate a lot to his story, and I relate a lot to him finding his voice, finding his truth, and reclaiming his power through his voice, through his truth. Because the thing is, when you, and like, obviously I've experienced abuse in other areas of my life, and like I've spent like the last 5 years nearly rebuilding myself and finding my voice and finding my truth and reclaiming my fucking power, which is why I'm so passionate about talking about that, about people reclaiming their power and their truth. Because who we think we are is not who we are. Who we think we are is conditioned by society, by our family, by the country, the culture, whatever religious beliefs we've been brought up into. It's conditioned by our shadow patterns that we've brought over from other lifetimes, which is the multidimensional shadow. We're conditioned by it all. And so the key to reclaiming your power and reclaiming your truth and being your most authentic fucking self is to strip that shit back, to strip it all back, to see everything as an illusion. This is not my belief. This is not who I am. This is not what I stand for. This is not my fucking life. We get to create whatever the fuck we want to create. We get to live however the fuck we want to live. We get to choose freedom. We get to choose liberation. We get to choose it all. We have a choice. And when you play with the multidimensional energy and the multidimensional frequency and the higher frequency consciousness of who the fuck you are as your God self, when you play with that energy as your God self, as your divine self, as your divine truth and everything, you realize, hang on a minute, this isn't who the fuck I am. This isn't me. This isn't me. And you start stripping it back. And to the outside world, to those closest to you as well, that's really fucking disruptive, which is why my entire philosophy and movement is disruptive consciousness. Because the process of becoming your true self, your most divine self, your most authentic fucking self is highly, highly disruptive to those around you. Because what you're doing is you're showing them where they're not being their self. And that's very fucking triggering to the ego, to the shadow, to trauma, to wounding, to karma, whatever what you want to call it. It's all the same fucking thing. In my world, it is. That's very disruptive. It's very triggering. Because what you're doing is saying, hey, here's a mirror. Look in it. See yourself. See yourself for who you are. See yourself for who you're not being. And that's really triggering to those who choose to live with their hands over their ears and the blinders on and everything, the blinkers on, and not see it. It's very triggering to those who choose to remain in an illusion to who they are. It is very fucking triggering, which is why Prince Harry has experienced all the fucking abuse that he's experienced from his family, from being thrown to the fucking wolves by his family, all the gaslighting from his family, all the abuse from the media and everything. Like, the British media, let's face it, are fucking cretins and shit on the road, basically. That's what the British media are. And even now, like, the evidence is there in the book. It's his fucking story. His story. He is making his story by telling the truth in his way. And even now, the British press are still trying to be dicks about it. So, well, actually, he said this. Oh, it's in fucking writing right here. Like, how much more gaslighting do you need? Like, I've had family members say to me, oh, well, he shouldn't have said this. Read the fucking book and see what he actually said. Like, instead of believing the bullshit of the media, like, if the last 3 years on this planet has not taught you anything about what the media is like, not just British media, but all media, if it's not taught you anything about what the media is like, it's full on gaslighting, and they need clickbait in order to sell. They're a business. They need clickbait. They need stories. They need fear. You just have to look around at the world and the amount of fear that they peddle, which is why I don't watch the news, which is why I don't read anything to do with the news. I'm not interested. I'm interested in truth and truth alone. I'm not interested in the fucking fear that they choose to peddle. Because in my world, in my realm, it's just bullshit. And I don't buy bullshit. I buy truth. So that's why I relate so much to Harry's story, because my experience of breaking away from abusive situations and rebuilding myself and recognizing where I'd experienced a lot of gaslighting, where I'd experienced a lot of abuse, emotional, you know, verbal, physical, mental abuse and everything like that in my life, across like the course of my life. When I started to see that, I'm like it's very triggering to yourself to realize that you couldn't see it before, to realize that you're in an abusive relationship, to realize that you experienced emotional abuse or emotional neglect or whatever, to realize that you've been gaslighted your entire life, like, you know, whatever your situation is, to realize that you have trauma. That's a biggie, to realize that you have trauma and to have, like, right, okay, how do I deal with this? Well, obviously in my world, we play with energy and we transform trauma into like power and truth. That's what I do. But to realize that is, the awareness is the key, to have awareness around the fact that maybe your relationship isn't as it seems, to realize that maybe your family isn't what it seems, to realize that your job, career, whatever the fuck it is not what it seems, to realize that the information that has been shared with you your entire life around how to eat healthy, how to be a good member of society or whatever the fuck is being peddled is actually an illusion and a lot of bullshit. Because, and this is where like the whole thing around the Matrix comes in, and like what we're here to break free of and how we're here to create freedom in our lives rather than the energetic enslavement that is present. Like, we're here to play a game, and I speak about this so much in like my content and everything, that we are here to play a game. We are playing the game of consciousness right now, and you can either choose to be conscious of that game of consciousness or unconscious to it. And whatever you decide creates your reality. It creates your identity. It creates your truth. Whatever it is that you decide creates all of that. So if you choose to be conscious of the fact that we are playing a game of consciousness right now, and that we get to play that game however the fuck we want to play it, because it's our fucking world, this is our realm, your reality is your realm, so you get to play the game of consciousness, and you get to disrupt your consciousness, which means disrupting everything that you believed about yourself, disrupting everything that you've taken for granted in your life, disrupting everything that you thought of as truth, which is actually simply just an illusion. Trauma is an illusion. It's very fucking real, but it's still an illusion. It's not the truth of who we are. You know, our experiences are an illusion. Like, I can look around, and I've had this happen so many times, like, I'm here for multidimensionality. I'm so fucking passionate about multidimensionality and high dimensional consciousness and everything, and high frequency consciousness. I live in an entire different realm. I do. I live in an entire different realm. And it's why, like, whatever you make of your reality and your realm is true for you. Whatever you assume to be true, the law of assumption, is true for you. Which is why I don't buy whatever fear is being peddled by the media and by the governments and everything. Because I don't buy it. Because I choose that's not even part of my reality. I don't experience that. Other people will experience it because they're choosing to believe that that is true about them and their reality. Which is why they'll experience illness, sickness, fear around whatever shit, like the next fear story is being peddled. I have none of that. None. There is no fear. There is no, like, buying into any of it because it's not part of my reality. Which is why I can see things so differently to other people around me, because that's what they're choosing as their story. And I'm like, well, that's not my fucking story. So I'm going to be over here playing in the clouds with the dragons as I do, because that's what I choose. And so with Harry, the fact that he is being so vocal about himself, about his truth, about the fact, hang on a minute, you wrote this about me, that's not true. You said this about me, that's not true. The fact that he is now sharing his truth is so fucking disruptive to the entire monarchy, to the media, to everything that we thought to be true about the monarchy and leadership and the media and everything. He's disrupting it all. It's like he's just taken a match and thrown it on the fucking fire. He's just poured gasoline onto what was already there waiting to be burnt down. He's just added the fucking fire to it because he's here to disrupt. Harry is such a powerful disruptor. Meghan is a powerful disruptor. I'm like, that's so fucking cool. Two disruptors married. Like, how fucking powerful can you be? But he is disrupting the monarchy in his way because he's bringing truth through. And when that, what that means is when you choose to play in the truth of who you are, when you choose to play in your authenticity, when you choose to play with the realization that you are fucking God, I am God, you are God, we are all God consciousness, we are all God consciousness, we are all the universe, we are all the creator itself, we are, we're playing a game of consciousness right now. And you get to decide how that game pans out. You get to decide whether it's going to be really fucking difficult for the rest of your life, whether you're going to wade in shit or whatever, or believe whatever is being peddled to you. Or you get to create the rules yourself and play it your fucking way. Play the game your way. What's going to be the most fun? What's going to be the most exciting? What's going to be the most freeing and the most liberating and the most activating for you? And play it that fucking way instead. Like, I have no issue with cutting people out of my life. If I believe somebody to be toxic, I'm like, off you fuck. I'm not interested. Because I choose not to play with toxicity. I choose to play in my highest vibration. I choose to live in my higher frequency consciousness. I choose to ascend into that consciousness. So if anyone's being toxic as fuck, I'm like, all right, we'll see you later. Have a nice life. Bye. I don't need that shit. Which is why I don't buy fear, which is why I don't buy the illusions that are being peddled in the world, because I see straight through that shit anyway. And so for people like Harry to share such potent truth, I literally find it so liberating and freeing, because to witness another disruptor, like, I'm a powerful fucking disruptor, Harry's a powerful fucking disruptor, Meghan is a powerful fucking disruptor, to witness another disruptor in their disruption, I get off on that shit. I just find it really exciting, because as disruptors, and not everyone will relate to that, because not everyone is a disruptor. They can say, oh yes, I want to disrupt, but not everyone carries that frequency, that energy, that code within you as a disruptor. And a disruptor, a true disruptor, is here to shatter paradigms. It's not just a case of, oh, yeah, so I'm going to do something different and whatever and challenge the status quo. No, a true disruptor, the actual act of being a disruptor, the actual presence of being a disruptor, is that frequency that most people can't handle, which is why it's so disruptive to your psyche when a disruptor comes into your life, or when you presented with a disruptor. It's why the British media, the British press are getting their knickers in such a fucking twist right now, because it's basically calling them out on their bullshit in a way that they can't handle, because they've been used to being the abuser. They've been used to being the gaslighter, same as his family. You know, Harry speaks a lot on how within the institution itself, people share stories and share stories of the press so that it doesn't come back on them. How fucking shit is that for your own family to turn on you like that? That's shit. That's abuse. And that's gaslighting. And for somebody to see through that and to recognise, hang on a minute, I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to experience that. I don't want to be abused or gaslighted. You know, I'm choosing to find my truth. That is such a powerful awareness to have. And I have so much respect for anyone who chooses to break away from any kind of abusive situation or abusive relationship, whether that is your a family member, whether that is your partner, your spouse, your lover, whoever, a colleague, a boss, a religious institution, whatever it is that you're choosing to break away of. Away from, because you recognize that it's abuse, systemic abuse and everything. I have so much fucking respect for you. So much fucking respect, because I know what it takes to decide to take a chance on yourself, to decide that you're worth more than that, to decide to reclaim your entire fucking power, to decide to become authentically you, no matter what that costs, because there's always a fucking cost involved. There's always a cost involved. The cost can be letting go of a family member, letting go of a marriage in my case, letting go of a belief system, a way of being, whatever the cost is, there is a cost. Letting go of a job, walked out on jobs before because the manager was a fucking dick and it wasn't good for my mental health. I was like, well, off you fuck, you're a cunt, basically, excuse my language. But like, he was. Probably get flagged on YouTube now for saying that, but anyway, it slips out from time to time. Whatever it is, there is a cost involved to become yourself, to become your true self, to become your most authentic self. There is a cost involved, and that is letting go of whatever illusion and whatever programming, conditioning, belief system, way of being, way of living that you've become accustomed to, which is not actually in alignment with your higher self. That is the cost. And so for people like Harry to be like, do you know what? I choose my mental health over my family. I choose my wife and my children over my birth family. I choose my freedom over being shackled to this shitty system. I choose all of that. That is really disruptive, especially when you've been involved with abuse. That's really disruptive to the abuser, because they're like, hang on a minute, we call the shots around here. Which is why, like, you know, the press in Britain is getting their knickers in such a twist right now, because he's calling the shots and an abuser doesn't like it when you call the shots. But you know, I have so much respect for him, and I have so much respect for anybody else who chooses to leave a situation behind, leave a person behind, leave a belief system or a way of being or your entire fucking life behind in order to find yourself, in order to find your truth. I have so much fucking respect for you for doing that, because I know what it takes. Like, I've spent the last 5 years breaking myself down, tearing myself into fucking pieces, being the phoenix that I am and burning myself again and again and again and again in order to rebirth myself again and again and again, stripping back the layers, tearing down the layers, everything in order to find my fucking truth, because I am such an advocate for truth. I am such an advocate for a higher frequency consciousness, for us being our highest fucking self, for us becoming and recognizing our God state, our universal state, our creator state, but for becoming that, instead of buying whatever shit the Matrix is peddling, whatever shit like people are peddling around as the fear, the scaremongering, the abuse, or not being yourself and not being too much, or not speaking up on this because you might trigger someone. I don't give a fuck who I trigger, because I'm a disruptor. I'm a catalyst. I'm here to trigger. I'm here to activate people. And so I can't do my work as like a light being if I'm not activating people. And my truth is fucking potent. Let me tell you that. My truth is fucking potent. My truth is medicine. My energy is medicine. My presence is activating. It is powerful because I literally find the crack in you, the energetic crack, and I rip that shit apart, because that's what I have fun with. Because that's how you get to the root. That's how you get to the root of who you are. And I use this analogy so many times, and I'll use it again. In a garden, if you have weeds in your garden, let's face it, most gardens do, wherever you find a weed, if you pull that weed up, if you just pull it at the stem and it cracks off, the little fucker is still there. The roots are still there. And it's going to grow again. It's the same as shadow. It's the same as trauma. It's the same as not being your most authentic self. Whatever is left is the illusion. You have to go to the root. Even if it is underneath the paving stones, the paving slabs, you have to dig that stuff up in order to pull up the root, to get the entire roots, because it is insidious and it is everywhere. So until you pull up the entire root, you'll never get rid of it. So for me, I go to the fucking root with my clients, because that's where, you know, the most potent creation is in the destruction and the creation. And so for disruptors like me and for disruptors like Harry, the whole point of us being here on Earth right now is to disrupt whatever system we're here to disrupt, whatever paradigm we're here to disrupt, whatever belief system or identity or whatever it is that we're here to disrupt. And when you're not familiar with disruptors and the energy of disruptors, it's very fucking triggering. Very triggering. It's like people like the press and the monarchy are getting so triggered right now, because like, hang on a minute, like, we call the shots around here. Like, well, no, you fucking don't. Your system is outdated and it's shit. It's a shitty system and it's outdated. Here's a new system. In order for consciousness to evolve, in order for consciousness to ascend, in order for humanity to ascend into a higher state of consciousness, shit has to go. Shit that hasn't worked before. The same can be said about the institution, whatever. Let's face it, modern medicine just treats new things with a fucking band-aid. It doesn't go to the root. You go to them and like say, oh, I'm depressed. Here's a fucking tablet. Why not go to the actual root of why somebody's depressed? The same goes for the education system and, you know, treating children like obedient little fucking slaves and sit here at a desk and do this for 6 hours. Well, hang on a minute. Why not we just treat them like a child and allow them to play? So many rants I can have. The food system. So many rants I can have, and I will have, because I need to rant about this stuff because it's powerful. But people like Harry, he's here to disrupt an entire fucking system. He's here to disrupt the entire fucking monarchy, let's face it. And I have so much respect for that, because of what it takes to stand in your truth, wherever you're at right now, and whatever you're wanting to change in your life. It takes so much to stand in your truth and to be the rock when the waves are coming at you and the ocean is coming at you, whatever, when everything is coming at you and you stand really fucking firm in who you are and your truth, because you know it is truth. You know it is truth. And you're standing so firm when people are coming at you and they're tearing you down, they're calling you names and they're like, yeah, I've been called a bitch and been called crazy and been called delusional and been called told to fuck off and shit like that for triggering somebody. I don't care, because this is who I am. I'm an activator. And so I naturally trigger shadow. I naturally trigger illusion. I naturally trigger whatever demons you're holding on to about yourself and actually trigger it. And I tear that shit down and we have fucking fun with it in my world. But I've had to grow into that. To be the person who is okay with being that disruptor. To know that being a disruptor is part of my purpose as a powerful fucking catalyst. To be the catalyst for change. And for Harry, for him to stand in his truth and be like, hang on a minute, I'm going to tell my fucking story. You can't write that shit about me or say that about me without hearing my story. I have so much respect for that. So much respect for that. I was like, I just need to buy the book. Obviously, I've got it on Audible. And then I just bought the hard copy today because I was like, this book is fucking history right now. This book is history. And I have so much respect for anybody who chooses to go against a system, who chooses to be not just even rebellious, because a disruptor is on an entire other level to a rebel. Like, yes, we are rebellious and we go against the grain and everything, but we are on entire different levels to just the standard version of a rebel. I have so much respect for anyone who goes against any system, any belief system, any whatever's been put on you from family or society, or the relationship that you're in that you think is like okay, but actually it's fucking shit and you choose to leave that, whatever it is. I have so much respect for you because I know what it takes to stand in your truth. I know what it takes to become your truth, to become your most divine self, to become your most authentic self, to resonate with such a higher fucking frequency that no matter that whatever is shit around you, whatever is illusion around you will just disappear because it can't stand in that frequency. When you choose to live from a higher frequency consciousness, literally shit will drop out of your life. People, situations, beliefs, family, friends, lovers, partners, jobs, careers, like weight, whatever it is that is not in alignment with your highest frequency consciousness will leave when you choose to live in that. It has to, because you're vibrating at such a higher level. You're vibrating at such a higher frequency that nothing else can stand it. It can't. It can't live in that. You become repellent to anything that is not in alignment with your highest frequency consciousness. You just do. So I have so much respect for anybody who chooses this path to be in alignment with your higher frequency consciousness, to choose to let go of whatever shit doesn't serve you. I have so much fucking respect for you because I know what it takes. I know what it takes to live in your truth. I know what it takes to be in your truth. I know what it takes to go after your truth and your freedom and your liberation and to claim freedom as your entire fucking birthright, because it is your birthright. It is your birthright to be free. To be free of whatever shit you've been holding on to be free of whatever doesn't serve you. Belief system, people, culture, religion, politics, you know, carrying extra weight, being in a shitty relationship, being in a shitty job, whatever it is. I know what it takes to walk away from that. And I have so much fucking respect for you. And I have so much fucking respect for Harry and for Meghan for choosing to voice their story and their truth, even though they have been faced with so much backlash. I have so much respect for that because I know what it takes to be a disruptor and I know what it takes to choose a path of freedom as opposed to the path of conformity, which is illusion. Anyway, thank you so much for listening and for watching. I'm going to leave it there. I've had so much fun talking on this and I will chat to you all very, very soon.